This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Greetings, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking. Good to be with you today with a Bible message. Today I've got a little reading in Matthew's Gospel and in the book of Acts. First of all, Matthew chapter 14, reading from verse 22. Just after the miracle that we call the feeding of the 5,000, it says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a ghost, and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And then a verse in Acts chapter 2, Acts 2 and verse 21. This is Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost, and he says here in Acts 2 and 21, that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Matthew chapter 14, the Lord had just done a great miracle. We call it the feeding of the 5,000. 5,000 men plus women and children. This is indeed the only miracle that is recorded in the four gospel records of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So after the completing of this miracle, he sent the people away and he told the disciples to get into a boat and to cross to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And when he did that, he himself went up a mountain to pray. And during that night, there was a great storm came up on the Sea of Galilee, and the disciples were in the boat in the midst of this great storm. And the disciples were so afraid, and some of them were experienced fishermen. But Jesus saw them, and he went to them walking on the water. But when the disciples saw him, they thought he was a ghost, and they cried out in fear. But he told them that it was himself, and he said, Do not be afraid. And Peter said to the Lord that if it really was him, to command me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, Come. And then we read how that Peter got out of the boat and he started to walk on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the circumstances around him, he was filled with fear and he began to sink. And when he realized that he was sinking, he called out of his great need, Lord, save me. And then we read that immediately the hand of Jesus caught him and saved him. And Peter was safe again because the hand of Christ had saved him. And on that occasion, Peter experienced a wonderful physical salvation as he had called on the name of the Lord. And then later on in the book of Acts chapter 2 and 21, he is preaching about spiritual salvation. And he says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. There in the Sea of Galilee, physically, he called on the name of the Lord for salvation, and the Lord saved him. And spiritually speaking, all who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, as we think of the story of Peter walking on the water to go to Jesus, but then beginning to sink and saying, Lord, save me, we could ask the question, why did he say, Lord, save me? Well, he cried, Lord, save me, because he knew that he was in great danger. He was sinking. He was going to drown in the water. And so he realized his danger, and so he said, "Lord, save me." And we need to be reminded of the danger that we are in as well. The Bible speaks to us about judgment that is coming, and we need to be saved from that judgment because of our sins that we have committed against God. The Bible says that we have all sinned against him, and because of sin there is judgment. The Bible says that because of sin there is death, and it says after this, after death, the judgment. And so there is great danger, and so we need a Savior from the danger. And Peter, realizing the danger that he was in, he said, "Lord, save me." Another reason why he said, "Lord, save me," was that he knew he couldn't save himself. If he could have saved himself then, he would have saved himself, but he knew he couldn't save himself, and so that's why he said, "Lord, save me." And as we think of Peter not able to save himself, it reminds me that we are like that too. We are helpless as far as our own salvation is concerned. We cannot save ourselves, for the Bible says that it's not by the works of the righteousness that we can do, but it's by his mercy that he saves us. Not only did Peter realize that he couldn't save himself, he also knew that the other disciples couldn't save him. There they were in the boat just beside him, but he knew they couldn't save him either. And just as we cannot save ourselves, neither is there any other person in the world today who can save us. No pastor, no priest, no dominie, no preacher, no one like that at all can save us. As Peter knew, no other man in a boat could save him. But then, why did Peter say, "Lord, save me"? He knew that the Lord could save him. He had seen him do many other miracles. He had just witnessed a miracle on the previous day, this miracle when all those people were fed by just five little loaves and two fish that the boy brought to Jesus. That was a miracle because everyone on that occasion had food to eat, and they had enough to eat. The food that they ate, it satisfied them all. It was a wonderful miracle, and Peter saw it and took part in it, and he knew that if he could do that for all those people, he can do this miracle for me and my physical need here in the Sea of Galilee. And so that's why he said, "Lord, save me," because he knew that the Lord could save him. And it's still true today. It's the same Lord who can save us. Peter says in Acts 2:21 that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And here he is quoting from the Old Testament, from the writings of the prophet Joel, where the prophet Joel wrote that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And here Peter says the same thing, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But we might ask the question, but who is the Lord? And the question is answered in the same chapter in verse 36. There we read Peter still preaching. He says, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." The Lord is Jesus, and indeed his title that we want to give him is Lord Jesus Christ, the one who humbled himself, became obedient unto death. We read in Philippians 2, even the death of the cross. The same verses tell us how that God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, and the one who saved Peter with a physical salvation. And in order to save Peter that night, he needed just to stretch out his hand and catch him and save him. But in order to save us from our sins, he had to do a greater thing. He had to go to the cross, and he had to suffer and pay the price for sins. And Peter tells us how that he has suffered once for sins, he the just, for us the unjust, that he might bring us to God. He paid the price for sin. He did the work. He finished it. He died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again. And so he is able to save to the uttermost all who come to God through him. And so the scriptures make it very clear that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact me about today's message, you're welcome to do so on my email address, rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.